All right, time to take a look at how those markets performed today on Farm Talk. And we bring on from Allendale, Jim McCormick. Jim, I'm sorry to give you the task of explaining what happened today, but what did happen?
Well, plain and simple, I think what happened today was the market kind of took a more serious look at Friday's numbers and realized, you know, as friendly as it looked on Friday, there really was some bearishness in there. The spring wheat, the Minneapolis wheat contract was down hard all day long, pretty much on production bigger than anticipated on Friday. And then the beans gave back all of Friday's gains, and I think part of that was kind of digging into the numbers a little bit. The government kind of surprised the trade by lowering the overall ending stocks estimate by 44 million bushels. But if you dig into it, the FSA numbers suggest, Mick, that they're going to increase planted acres here in about a week and a half by a little over a million. So if they leave the yield unchanged in about 7 days, they're going to find 50 million bushels. So we lost 44 million yesterday on Friday. We may gain back 50 million by next week's WASDE report, and the market pretty much took back all of Friday's gains, I believe, for that reason.
Wow. Even though the simple math means we got to import spring wheat into the U.S. to meet our needs, yet it's a down market.
It's a down market. I mean, well, plain and simple, you know, the market tends to trade on reaction of anticipations and, the trade was looking, on that number, the average guess is about 382 million spring wheat production, coming in at 416. That may not be enough in the big picture, but it was a lot more than what the trade is bracing for. And the way we trade anymore is, it's don't ask, get the number and then react to it. And that's what's going to happen. And if it does break hard enough and we do start importing, we'll start seeing this market come back up. But right now it's just, plain and simple, they caught the trade looking the wrong way, unfortunately.
Okay, well, keep it in the bin. What's the gut check on corn and beans then, Jim?
Well, I think right now the gut check is, we're going into harvest right now. They're looking for the corn harvest around, 20% planted today or harvested today. The beans, 25. This is a time of year where the farmer is, he's not looking at the markets. He's concentrating on storing grain or harvesting grain and storing it. And that's what we'd recommend. We are optimistic in the long run. We will get a push back up. It's going to take time, though. The farmers are going to have to be patient out there. But, history does kind of work in the bull's favor in the long run. Corn specifically, the current ending stock estimate is about 2.35 billion bushels, Mick. That's exactly where we were last year. And last year, if you look back, farm month corn got up to about 380 level in March and got up toward the $4 level by the latter part of spring, early summer. So if you look just comparable numbers, we should see a 40-50 cent push higher on the spot month eventually. But like I said, right now we just got to find a place to put this grain away and then be patient.
One day there will be good reason to empty the bin, but for now we got to put it in the bin first.
Now that's my belief. You got to put it in the bin, hold on to it as much as you can. And if you can't hold on to it, you might even look at ways to maybe re-own it on paper in the long run. Because, like I said, the demand's there. The other thing we're looking at is weather. I mean, weather is very hard to tell what's going to happen. And heck, Illinois, I'd call it a flash drought. I mean, we had flooding rains in mid-July. Here we are going into October, and the yards are brown as can be, and we're 5 to 6 inches below normal rainfall.
Okay.
So we don't know what the weather's going to bring us, but the early hints are La Nina is going to kick in. As you remember, 2 years ago, the market really got excited on the hype of La Nina developing. It never did, but it still pushed the market up to 450. So if La Nina does finally develop like a lot of people are anticipating and hitting at, that'll also give this market some excitement and reasons to go higher, hopefully.
Okay, Jim McCormick of Allendale, thank you very much for the insight. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me on.
All righty, bye now.